Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome to another edition of Dollars and Cents. This is your host, Terry Wilson. And today, I want to give you some lessons in leadership. You know, we all can become better leaders, better communicators, better at leading the industry, the families, the communities that we live in. This world is screaming out for better leadership, and it's not a political statement there. That's just a statement of reality. I don't care what political party is in office in this country. I don't care who's in charge at your church right now. I don't care who's in charge of your company. We can all become better leaders, help the leaders that we have, and become better leaders ourselves. There's nothing more worthless than a perfunctory board or executive meeting where everyone just goes through the motions and no strategic decisions are ever made. Over the years, I swear there were times when I thought my head would explode from sheer boredom in some of these type of meetings. But every so often, when the conditions were just right, an emotionally charged brawl would erupt between warring factions. The pressure would build up like an earthquake fault line until someone dropped a one-liner that breaks the tension and cracks up the room. I'll never forget one board meeting strategy was offsite. After a day of executive presentations and heated debate, we went around the room so our directors could vote on a major change in strategic direction. When it got to one of the VCs, he said, "I don't know," in his trademark, deadpan Louisiana drawl, "but this whole idea just makes my butt pucker." So every company may have a different leadership culture, but some patterns of behavior inspire people to perform and make a huge difference in the outcome. Here are some real-world lessons from deep in the trenches of a high-tech American Silicon Valley company that I want to share with you. And I tell you, if there's one leadership, one skill set that we as entrepreneurs need to constantly be striving toward is great leadership. And here are some of those lessons. Number one, never lose your sense of humor, especially in a crisis. There's a world of difference between serious business decisions that affect thousands of stakeholders, stockholders, customers, clients, employees, and taking yourself too seriously. If you lighten the mood, people will be more candid. Your team will be more effective, and you'll make better decisions. I'm not saying you have to be a comedian. I'm not even saying you have to crack jokes nonstop, relentless. But I tell you, a little levity brings a lot of clear thinking in a room that's already tense. So the next time you're in a sales meeting, the next time you're meeting with your staff, the next time you're meeting with your employees, the next time you're meeting with clients that have a stake in your business and there's a lot of tension, remember, a little humor goes goes a long way. So never neglect humor as a way of just cleaning the air, making sure some of the tension is wiped away so we can all think clearly and all get on the same page for common goals. Number two, the best inspiration is perspiration. I think we can all agree that work just for work's sake really stinks, and it sucks the life right out of you. That said, nothing inspires the entrepreneurial spirit more than working hard to get a job done, beating the competition, and winning. Absolutely nothing beats that. I'm telling you, the reason why you're probably an entrepreneur is because there is a spirit of competition in you, that entrepreneurial spirit that says, I'm not just going to settle for what someone else says I'm worth. I'm not just going to do what someone else says I need to do it like. I'm going to do it through my own creative juices and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, and I'm going to reward myself what I think I'm worth. That's what makes this country go. That's what makes entrepreneurialism so exciting. And so the best inspiration you can ever have in your business is knowing that you're inspired because you're doing a good job, you're working hard, and you're winning. And I just, the flip side of that is sometimes what's so demotivational is when you're trying, and you don't see the win. And it's in those times I would encourage you, get around some good people, pay a little extra for some coaching. Get some, if you don't use us, use someone else. But go back to the woodshed and sharpen the axe, you know, because that old cliche where the guy went out there and he was trying to chop down a tree and was competing with the older guy, and the older guy stopped every 30 minutes and went away and never understood why. He came back, always taking a break every 30 minutes, according to this young guy, while he was just wailing away. And the older gentleman beat him. And come to find out, after all of it was said and done, the reason why the older gentleman was able to beat this young buck much, much more in shape is because he took time to sharpen his axe. So if you're trying, it doesn't work, sharpen the axe.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans, and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
So many people ask me, Terry, does that lead system that you promote on your radio broadcast actually work? And so I thought I would just play a voicemail I got from a very excited agent that just joined our system and is using our lead system to sell life insurance. So here's what he left me.
Hey, Terry, it's Jeremiah. Just giving you a call to let you know what happened with my first appointment. I stopped in to do the appointment. Long story short, I ended up selling by policy. One setting off of one yesterday. I haven't counted up yet, but even with the holdback, I think my advance on that is going to be at least $1,500. So it's more to take itself. So again, thank you, sir.
So this is an independent life insurance agent in Atlanta, Georgia, that just joined our system and our way of doing business and bought into our lead system just last week. Today is May the 30th, and he came in around May the 23rd. Literally only spent $7 to generate countless leads. And his first lead he went out on today to close the deal, $1,500. He's being very successful with $7. So can you. LeadsByTerry.com. Number three in developing greater leadership is understand that authority and authoritarian are two different things. If you manage to get to the top of the corporate ladder, then by definition, you have the authority. Congratulations. But if you want your hand-picked leadership team to hold themselves accountable, speak their minds, and perform at their best, then respect and treat them as peers. Just because you have the authority doesn't necessarily mean you have to will it. And how many know you want more people around you that have an entrepreneurial mindset, that they have stake in the game and they want to win as well? You can only attract those types of personalities by the same way you were attracted. And how are you attracted to business? And how are you attracted to doing better and doing more? By having the freedom to win or lose. You got to give the same thing and you will attract the same type of people. One of the biggest challenges I give myself is I want more people around me that is like me. Not that I'm some egocentric person, but I don't want people that have to be managed. I don't want people that have to be constantly motivated to get out of bed that day. I want people that are hungry for more. I want people that want to achieve at the top level of their industry, just like me. And so the way I attract people like me is I treat people the way I want to be treated. And you need to do the same in your leadership when you're training your crew, when you're training your agency, when you're bringing on people, when you're recruiting people, when you've got new agents, new realtors, new people in the firm, whatever industry you're in, attract people like you, your business will grow because your business is where it's at now because you are self-motivated and you're self-made and you want the same type of people around you. Number four, challenge your people to excel, but stand firmly behind them. The best and most successful CEOs I've known over the years expect their people to be the best at what they do and push them hard in private, but back their decisions and support their efforts 100% in public. Don't undermine your people in public, but behind the closed doors, motivate, captivate, and situate their issues. You want your people to be at the top of their game, constantly challenging them. Are you the best there is in this position? And you can do it in polite ways. You can do it in ways that aren't threatening, but at the same time, constantly putting it out in front. We are going to be the best at what we do, and nothing less is acceptable. And if you walk that, you talk that, you have that on yourself, you're going to create a culture that's like that as well. Number five, engagement starts at the top. We talk a lot about delegation and employees' engagement these days, but nothing destroys morale and productivity more than disengaged leadership. Delegation is key, but when things are going wrong, CEOs and people in leadership have to be hands-on. I have heard the cliche, and I've heard the saying by John Maxwell and other people that teach leadership. Leadership is pulling, it's not pushing. Leadership is being out front and saying, come with me, not sitting in the background in a hammock saying, you go there. It's not pushing, it's pulling. Number six, do what needs to be done. I've known too many leaders who put their own comfort ahead of the needs of their company. That doesn't fly in the startup world culture that we live in, and really even in regular business today. If you want to beat the odds and win big, you've got to be the first one and the last one out. You've got to have a hop on a red eye to meet with a customer on a minute's notice. That will inspire folks more than anything else. You need to be the one that's willing to do whatever it takes to get things done. And then you can inspire the people around you to be the same. Number seven, be straight with your people. Most CEOs and business leaders are as uncomfortable being honest with managers about their weaknesses as they are reluctant to shower them with public praise. That's unfortunate because everyone needs both. So be straight with your people. Let them see your weaknesses at times. Be human in front of them. It's enduring and it will motivate people to do more for you because now you are treating them as a peer and not some underling that's just to be managed. And last, number seven, and really the most obvious, but sometimes easily forgotten in this culture that we live in. Do the right thing. Number seven, do the right thing. Every corporate culture has an ethics statement and every set of corporate values has a bullet about integrity. It's become so boilerplate, nobody even notices it anymore. If you want people to do the right thing no matter what, especially when everything's on the line, then demonstrate that quality in your actions. Probably the most dysfunctional and damaging thing that business leaders do is let their position, their authority, their success go to their heads. If you spend time with a top executive and feels like you're hanging out with a regular guy, that's a good sign. That's a good culture. That's what you want in your business. Next time, this is Terry Wilson with Dollars and Cents, DSRadio.net. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728, 800-673-1728.